Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. Philadelphia Mayor Sherelle Parker is expected to unveil the details of her agreement with the 76ers for a Center City arena at a briefing today. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Lowe reports.
I'm extremely excited about the potential that this agreement has to offer for the city of Philadelphia.
Mayor Parker is keeping the details under wrap, but she's confident enough to do the big reveal at the convention center. She says the agreement is not simply about the arena.
This will serve, I believe, as a revival of Market Street from City Hall down to the river, an economic revival.
The mayor has previously touted a promised $1 billion-plus investment to build the arena, hundreds of jobs, and millions in tax revenue. She also told Chinatown leaders there's a $50 million community benefits agreement included. Not that that's likely to sway the leaders who are ardent opponents. The details will be included in legislation that City Council must pass before the arena can actually be built. District Councilman Mark Squilla says once the mayor reveals the details, he's going to take 30 days to review it before introducing it in council. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The unidentified remains of 8 people are at the center of an operation being done at a Northeast Philly Potter's Field. It's thanks to a grant that's allowing the work to be done from Philly Police, the Medical Examiner's Office, and the FBI. KYW's Nina Barati reports.
Off of Dunks Ferry Road in a Northeast Philadelphia Potter's Field is a taped-off area where investigators will be working all week to exhume remains of 8 people investigators say were victims of homicide.
Some of these remains have been in there for 20, 30, 40 years. So there's varying levels of remains, varying levels of their condition.
That's Assistant Director Ryan Gallagher with Philadelphia Police's Office of Forensic Science. Investigators told reporters there was a victim from 1962 between 4 and 6 years old, and the oldest victim was around 50 or 60. Gallagher explains that after collecting samples, they extract DNA, trace a close relative through genealogy, and investigate the victim's identity and the circumstances of their death. Lieutenant Tom Walsh with the Homicide Division says the process can help bring closure to the family.
The relief on the people's faces when you can sit down in their living room and tell them, like, hey, this is your loved one that's been missing for 30, 40 years. Of course, it's tragic the way it ended, but the relief is there that they finally know, like, this is my loved one and this is where they're at.
A similar operation done in 2018 led to the identification of 7 people. On Dunks Ferry Road, Nina Barati, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Pennsylvania State Police say it was a road rage shooting that led to the multi-vehicle crash and subsequent closure of I-95 near the airport late Tuesday morning. Now they're looking for the driver of a pickup truck they say was involved. We get more from KYW's Connor Barkon.
It all started with what investigators describe as road rage between the drivers of a black pickup truck and a gold Oldsmobile near the Girard Point Bridge on the northbound side of I-95 just after 10 a.m. Police say the driver of the Oldsmobile pulled a gun and fired multiple times at the pickup truck, and eventually the two vehicles collided. The pickup truck driver left the scene, but the Oldsmobile slammed into another car that police believe was not involved and was totaled. Police have not said if they arrested the driver of the Oldsmobile. No injuries were reported in either the crash or the shooting. A section of northbound 95 was closed for more than an hour as police investigated, causing a traffic backup for miles. Anyone who may have seen the incident play out or knows the pickup truck driver's whereabouts is asked to call Pennsylvania State Police. Connor Barkon, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
After nearly 3 years of construction, the Montgomery Avenue Bridge and Strawberry Mansion is open again. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
One, two, three. Yeah!
Mayor Parker led a ribbon cutting, reopening the Montgomery Avenue Bridge. The 111-year-old span over SEPTA, Amtrak, and Conrail tracks was rebuilt over the last 3 years. It came none too soon for Paul Williams, who lives near the western end.
We purchased this property 30 years ago, and the bridge was in horrible condition, and we've been waiting 25 years for them to rebuild the bridge.
Prime contractor Rob Buckley of Buckley & Company said the deteriorating state of the bridge, coupled with power lines above and catenary wires below, made this job especially hard.
The degree of difficulty, just so you know, this is about a 9.
The mayor said the project restores a vital neighborhood link.
A chief connector between the people, places, and things that make Strawberry Mansion, Strawberry Mansion.
The $17 million rebuild was done with local, state, and federal infrastructure funds. In Strawberry Mansion, Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's The All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.